This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. You are perfect. In his book, The Fifth Agreement, Don Miguel Ruiz tells us that one of the biggest lies we hear in modern society is that nobody is perfect. He says that the phrase, nobody's perfect, is actually an excuse for the way that we behave. Obviously, most people around the world have heard the phrase, nobody's perfect, and we all believe it, right? No one on the planet is absolutely perfect. But he poses a really interesting idea, a really interesting question about this. He says, is this idea that nobody's perfect actually true? Could it be instead that everyone actually is perfect? Now get ready, because he is about to drop a lot of knowledge bombs on us right now. So one of the biggest lies we hear is nobody's perfect. Quote, on the contrary, every human in this world is perfect, but we've been hearing this lie since we were children. And as a consequence, we keep judging ourselves against an image of perfection. We keep searching for perfection. And in our search, we find that everything in the universe is perfect except for us, the humans. The sun is perfect. The stars are perfect. The planets are perfect. But when it comes to the humans, nobody's perfect. How does that make sense? He says. He says again that the truth is that everything in creation is perfect. Perfect, including human beings. And if we don't have the awareness to see this truth, it's because we're blinded by the lie. And so you might say, you know, you might be wondering at this point, well, what about someone who's physically disabled, or if someone has something physically wrong with them, right? Is that person, could that person be considered perfect? Well, according to what you know, what I know, that person might be imperfect, right? But is what you know about that person the truth, or your whole concept of reality? Is it the truth? He wonders, and he says, who says that what we call a disability, quote unquote, or even a disease, isn't perfect by design? Everything about us is perfect, including any disability or disease that we might have. Someone with a learning difficulty is perfect. Someone born without a finger or arm or an ear is perfect. Someone with a disease is perfect. Only perfection exists. And this is a really powerful idea. Only perfection exists. And that awareness is another important step in our evolution. To say otherwise is not to have the awareness of what we actually are. And it's not enough to say that we're perfect. We need to believe that we're perfect. If we believe ourselves to be imperfect, then that lie, right, it gathers more lies, more support, more references, and together all those lies repress the truth and guide the dream that we're creating for ourselves. Lies are nothing but superstitions, he says. And I can assure you that we live in a world of superstition. But again, are we aware of that? Another interesting sort of idea that he puts forth is, he says, you know, imagine waking up tomorrow morning back in like 14th century Europe, knowing everything that you know today, right? Believing everything that you believe today. Imagine what they would think about you. Imagine if they would accept you, or if they would think that you were like conducting witchcraft when you pulled your iPhone out of your pocket, right? They don't know what the heck that is. They didn't have phones back then, right? They would think that you were some sort of sorcerer, right? That you were crazy, because you believe everything. Most of what you believe about life and modern day is totally different from the things that they believed back then. They would look at you as someone who was superstitious. And of course, in turn, you would look at them in the same way also, right? But of course, because there were more of them, they would probably torture you, sort of exile you. They'd make you feel like an outcast. And all because they believe something differently than you believe, right? Hardly anything that, for instance, them back in the 14th century, they believed was actually true. And again, you can see that because of what you believe today. But those people weren't aware of their superstitions. Their way of life was completely normal to them. They didn't know any better because they never learned anything else. Then perhaps what you believe about yourself is just as full of superstition as the beliefs of those who believed those superstitious things so long ago, right? Just imagine if human beings from 7 or 8 centuries in the future, right, projected in the future, could see what most of us believe about ourselves today. The way that most of us relate to our own body is still barbarian, he says, though not as much as 700 years ago. Right? Our body is still completely loyal to us, but we judge our bodies, we abuse our bodies, we treat our body as if it's the enemy, when in all actuality, it's looking out for us, it's our ally. Our society, what does it do? It places a lot of importance on being attractive according to the images that we see in the media, on television, movies, fashion magazines. And if we believe that we're not attractive enough according to those images, then we believe a lie. And we are using the word against ourselves, against the truth. He goes on, the people in control of the media tell us what to believe, how to dress, what to eat. They manipulate human beings like they're puppets. Like they're puppets, right? Which means in whatever way they want, they can shift you in whatever way they want. If they want us to hate someone, they'll spread gossip and lies and bullcrap all about them. And the lies work their magic. When we stop being puppets, though, it's obvious that our lives have been guided by lies and superstitions. Imagine what future humans would think of our superstitions if they believed in the perfection of everything in creation, if they believed everything was perfect, including you and I and every human being on the planet. Would we think they were crazy? What is the truth? What is a lie? Once again, awareness is so important here. He talks about this over and over and over again. And what he says is because the truth doesn't come with words, with knowledge, but lies do. And there are billions of lies. Humans believe so many lies because we are not aware. We ignore the truth. We just don't see the truth. When we are domesticated, we accumulate a lot of knowledge. And all that knowledge is just like a wall of fog that doesn't allow us to perceive the truth. That is what really actually is. We only see what we want to see. We only hear what we want to hear. Our belief system is just like a mirror, he says, that only shows us what we believe. In our development, as we grow throughout our lives, we learn so many lies that the whole structure of our lives becomes very complicated. And we make it even more complicated because we think and we believe in what we think, right? We make the assumption that what we believe is the absolute truth. And we never stop to consider that our truth is a relative truth, a virtual truth. Usually, it's not even close to any kind of truth, but it's the closest we can get without awareness. Boom. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.